I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The trial of Egypt's deposed president, Mohamed Morsi, was postponed today until next month. Morsi is charged with inciting the murder of demonstrators back in 2012. The military-backed government has cracked down hard on Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood since his overthrow. It's arrested almost the entire Brotherhood leadership and thousands of its backers as well. But it's not just the Islamists the government is trying to control. It's all aspects of religion in Egypt, as Kimberly Adams reports from Cairo.
In Cairo's winding side streets, you'll find carts pulled by horses or motorcycles loaded with produce. On every other street they pass, there is a place for the men to stop and pray. It's called a zawiya, a kind of mini mosque. They're located in basements and storefronts across Egypt. Mosque caretaker Fauzi Mohammed leads the afternoon prayers at the tiny Faith Mosque in the district of Manyal. A few months ago, the Minister of Religious Affairs banned Friday sermons at many small mosques like Mohammed's. The minister also revoked the licenses of tens of thousands of imams preaching at some local zawiyas, claiming at least some of them were promoting terrorism.
Of course, we are very sad because there were other people here with us, good people, who came to pray the Friday prayer here with us.
The government pays the salaries of most of the country's imams, and it's trying to control the messages from the mosques by requiring that all imams are graduates of Al-Azhar University.
Al-Azhar is a mosque and a school that was built to teach Islamic theology, Sharia.
Ahmed Morsi is a research associate based in Cairo for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He says the thousand-year-old religious institution is also a key player in Egyptian politics.
Because the Egyptian governments, since Nasser until Mubarak, and I would argue even until now, they believe that they need Al-Azhar at every single step. Al-Azhar represents a very important institution that can give legitimacy to the ruler, regardless of what the ruler is doing.
Or take that legitimacy away. When Egypt's military last summer pushed out President Mohamed Morsi in response to huge protests against the Islamist leader, Al-Azhar stood with the military, not the president. Just after the top general read out the decision on state TV, the Sheikh of Al-Azhar, Ahmed Al-Tayeb, voiced his support.
I agree with the army's decision, supported by the people, to oust President Morsi. I pray to God Almighty that the two opposing parties will come together as one and drink from the same Nile.
Morsi supporters were livid. During the 2011 revolution, Al-Azhar said protests to oust Hosni Mubarak were un-Islamic. So how could the institution support the protest to remove Morsi? Shortly after the military takeover last summer, popular television preacher Safwat Hegazi railed against Al-Azhar's grand imam in front of a massive pro-Morsi sit-in in Cairo. Now you are saying that protesting to overturn a president who is legitimately elected is permissible? Hegazi decried. As the crowd roared its agreement, Hegazi shouted that the grand imam's decision was invalid and should not represent the institution of Al-Azhar. Later, hundreds were killed as the military cleared that sit-in. Hegazi and other pro-Morsi preachers like him were among thousands arrested. Protests have since retreated to universities, including the campus of Al-Azhar itself. Al-Azhar is legally independent from the government, but its funding is controlled by the Ministry of Religious Affairs, and the religion ministry's ranks are filled with Al-Azhar grads. Unlike Western separation of state and religion, many Egyptians expect that the government should play a role in religious life.
Because Islam and politics has been intertwined through the centuries, it's very difficult to think of Islam without the political aspect, because for Muslims, Islam represents not only the religion but a way of life in general,
The military-backed government struggles these days to monitor what's being said regarding what it means to be not only a good Muslim, but a good Egyptian in these chaotic political times, which is why Fawzi Mohammed and others who used to visit his small zawiya on Fridays will have to get that guidance somewhere else for now. For The World, I'm Kimberly Adams, Cairo.
Kimberly's story came to us from the public radio program Interfaith Voices and its God and Government series.